Hello, this is Magdalena Portman with Alexander Technique exercise number 32. It continues from number 31. It's sitting at the computer continued. How to sit better at the computer. In number 31, I was talking about sitting and all the things you might be doing when you are sitting. Things you do not need to do. Things that interfere with your work and with your thinking and might actually cause you pain. So the best thing you can do with all of these things is not to do them. Often when you stop doing the wrong thing, the right thing can do itself. So if you are slumping back on your sitting bones, see whether you can gently rock forward a little until you find the middle of your sitting bones. If you are pulling forward on your sitting bones and overarching the back of your waist, just let that arch release a little in the direction of what you might think is the tiniest hint of a slump, and you will feel much easier. If your feet are pulled up under the chair, just let them come flat on the floor under your knees. If your legs are crossed, just let them become uncrossed. If your arms are held rigid in the elbows, just stop holding on to your elbows. If your shoulders are up around your ears, just let them fall away. Stop pulling them up. If your chin is jutting forward and the back of your neck is all squashed, just let your chin drop a little. Let go of squashing the back of your neck. Allow your spine to become long and released upwards. In other words, just stop holding on to your head so tightly. If you are frowning, just let the frown go and allow your forehead to widen. If you are clenching your jaw, just stop clenching it. Think of your jaw becoming loose and soft. Think of your tongue becoming soft. Think of the neck underneath your chin becoming soft. If you are pulling your head back into your torso, just stop pulling your head back so that it can go up and away from the spine. If your eyes are staring and straining, just allow them to move away from the screen for a moment. Allow them to sweep across the wall behind the screen or out of the window into the distance. Think of your eyes as wide. You see, letting go of excessive tension is not a doing, it's really a letting go. It's the opposite of doing. It is stopping the doing. And that needs practicing. It's not easy. A good exercise is number 29, stopping. That can help you with this. And also, exercise number 2 is another good one to go back to. So if you go back to number 2 and then to number 29, these are all nice exercises which help you practicing not doing. They help you practicing not doing so that you don't introduce too much tension in all the things you want to do.